Cambridge 105 Radio.
Oxford Archaeology East has been engaged over at Wimpole Hall. It's an never-ending saga. It's always very interesting. We have Anne French here as well. She's going to be joining in a little later on in the conversation and interview set ahead of us now. But we welcome to the studio Stephen McCauley, who's with us. Very good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning.
Nice to see you here. Now, how long have you been on this particular project? What we will talk about is this Iron Age village, which I don't know how long you knew about this one, but You've not signed off on it yet, so how long have you been on site?
Well, we've been on this stage of it, we've been digging over the whole summer, really, over at Wimpole, from about August when we started this dig. But this is the main part of excavation. We've actually, you know, we were there a few years ago just actually discovering where the site was. So working with the local field group, doing some field walking, and then geophysical survey, which would have been, at least a couple of years ago now. And then last year, we actually did what we call a trial trench evaluation, put a few ditches in there to have a keyhole look about what might be on the site. And as a result of all of that, we discovered there was a very interesting large Iron Age and Roman settlement at the site where the new car park is planned. Hence, we've been on this big excavation all summer at Wimpole Hall.
And you must have had a notion a long time ago. Historically, maybe the Victorians knew that there was something underground there. How far back do we know that there could have been something?
The funny thing with we talked about this actually on the site. Actually, if you go to the historical records, every county has what's called a historic environment record. There's all sorts of fine spots and bits of information that people log archaeology or historic finds all over the county. And then obviously in recent years, with all the recent modern archaeology, all the new developments, whether it's the A14 or all these other projects, lots of archaeology happens ahead of these projects. And this means that there's an entire map of the county which has clues or actual information about what is under the ground and what lies in the landscape. So nowadays we know that sites like the one we're digging at Wimpole in the Iron Age Roman period probably lay every half a kilometre across the whole Cambridge landscape. So if you were
dense as that, then
yeah,
Stephen.
Absolutely. So if you were to go back to look at the landscape in the countryside, almost 2,000 years ago, it wouldn't be that much different, shall we say, to some of the landscape you see today. Not the roads and the big houses and everything that's there, but the landscape was heavily occupied, even when the Romans were here.
We think of ancient Britain as being sparsely populated, probably just a handful of million, maybe 5 million people living in the country, and therefore you'd think of wide open spaces.
Well, there was wide open spaces at one level, but the cities weren't that big, you know. So the biggest city in Britain by the Roman period was probably was obviously London, which was founded by the Romans, and you get maybe 30,000-40,000 people are there rather than about 8 million now. So there's an element of that, but there's also an element of that the landscape was populated. So here's a fact that most people don't really understand, is that there's more trees in Britain today than there was in 1066.
Although there aren't many, of course, in Cambridgeshire, which is one of the lowest populated trees counties in Britain.
It is the lowest, actually. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, but 70% of all trees in Britain were cut down by the end of the Bronze Age, which was a good 1,000 years before the Romans were even here. And by the time the Romans are here in the Iron Age period, all the woodlands around, say, for example, Cambridgeshire, would have been a managed landscape by farmers and people living here. It's not this wild, open landscape that people think it was at that time.
And, of course, oaks went when the Tudors came along because they needed it for Henry's ships.
Well, they did, actually. I think we had to import wood from Spain in the end, didn't we?
Our forests disappeared, although we've still got, of course, the wonderful Sherwood Forest and New Forest and places like that. But back to your dig. Cambridgeshire County Council also have been involved with this.
Well, absolutely. I mean, basically, any development in Britain, to be honest, I would say Cambridge is a good example, may trigger archaeology. And that's the County Council are the archaeology advisors. They're the ones keeping their eye on what's going on to make sure that things aren't built that destroys what's all of our past and our important remains. So the County Council identified that this needed to be dug. And so the National Trust had to have the archaeological dig before the car park removed the remains on the site.
And you have volunteers helping you with this?
We did, yes. I mean, we like to, at Oxford Archaeology, we're an educational charity, so we do like to involve volunteers where we can appropriate on our projects. Archaeology is one of these professions where people have an interest in it, you know, beyond. If you sort of go to Admiral's and go, I want to volunteer to be a brain surgeon, they're not going to let you do it. but archaeology, we do allow volunteers. And with Wimpole, the National Trust, it was an ideal opportunity to not only have our professional archaeologists on site, but also say, come along and try your hand at it.
And is the site open, Stephen? So if I was to have gone there in the summer months, maybe I'd got kids and they're on summer holidays, let's go to Wimpole Hall. As Anne will tell us later on, there's always many events going on, and there's some for children as well. Were you sort of screening yourself off, or were you fairly near to where people were? And obviously it's not open access. I wouldn't be able to trample all over your work if you've got something that you particularly wanted to stay in place. But you're openly putting up some display boards and letting people...
Yes, absolutely.
If I was curious?
Yeah, absolutely. All summer, up until the last few weeks when we're just trying to get the dig finished, there was 2 daily tours. People come up on every day of the week, as well as the volunteers. We also had open days. There was archaeology trails around Wimpole Estate. And we had a lot of visitors coming up asking us what was going on. And we had people on site helping wash finds. There were displays. So the whole dig was open to the public, each and every day during the week, all summer.
That's terrific. So the plan is then, eventually, you have indeed Cambridgeshire County Council back, and they'll be able to sign off this project in a few days.
Well, absolutely. We have to, obviously, if we had an unlimited budget, we would be on site digging there for months and months and months. But obviously, everything is a question of getting enough of the sample on site. So later on this week, we'll have the County Council coming up to see what we've done. And then if they're happy that we've recorded enough of the archaeology, got an understanding of the story, which we do have, then they'll give the project the end, they'll give the National Trust the green light to build their car park.
And you must be frustrated because I can tell you've got a big passion for what you do, Stephen, because you'd love to, as you said, work on and go down layers and dig deeper and deeper and deeper. But inevitably, there's a pressure. Say, if you're working on a new development, I know you were working at Trumpington one time on the Clay Farm development before that started. And so that was around about 10 years ago, finding some amazing objects there. But you have got that pressure because the bulldozers will be moving in behind you. But are you able to cover up what you've done so it could be preserved for next generations as well?
You occasionally get that. The majority of the work that we do is the archaeology is destroyed and moved by the development. And you're looking at me horrified there, but actually it's not, because, I mean, ultimately, if we didn't dig archaeology, I wouldn't have a job and I wouldn't be able to come here and tell you what we're discovering. So it's a balancing act between development is obviously, we have to have development, otherwise we just stagnate and live amongst ruins. But the archaeology that we have, we discover about it because of all this development. Cambridgeshire has had so much development in the last 20 years. It's probably been the busiest county in Britain.
It's kept you busy.
and that's why there's a lot of archaeologists who are working here. I mean, yes. My office, we have over 100, just in Cambridge alone, who work in this region.
Over 100 here in Cambridge?
Absolutely, yeah. Wow. And we work all over the eastern region. But because there's the scale of development, we're able to discover the past of this part of the world. If there wasn't the development, we wouldn't have the opportunity to discover that there was an Iron Age and Roman settlement at Wimpole. And the amount of work that's happened in Cambridgeshire for the last 20 years has meant that we've rewritten the book on how we understand the past in this part of the world.
And so some of it will be buried away. I know with some of the Roman villas we found in Britain, we've actually just been to see and dug down to the mosaics, but then we've covered them over because that's the best thing to do.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been involved in some villa excavations, and I think we dug a Roman villa up in Peterborough a few years ago, and that was the first Roman villa excavated in Peterborough in Cambridgeshire for about 100 years, because when you have an archaeological site of that quality and wealth, people know where they are, and therefore developments avoid them because they're expensive things to excavate and they know to avoid them. But you then come across other sites which are excavated because they're not seen as sort of nationally important, but they tell us the story of life in this part of the world.
I come across you as an archaeologist because I happen to turn up at Wimpole Hall not knowing what you're going to do or what you have been doing there, and you know what I'm going to say? What you found?
What we found. Okay, well, the site at Wimpole was interesting because it's a field that if you go to Wimpole, and we all go to Wimpole, it's one of the few places in Cambridgeshire to go and visit. There's always a lack of car parking space, and so the development is on the far side of the trees if you're looking away from Wimpole Hall. And I dare say most people who know Wimpole will know exactly what I mean now because they've been there so many times. And on this field, there was no clue that there was anything there because the clay was so horrible, the farmer didn't like the field, but Underneath that field is the remains of pits, ditches, post holes, roundhouses of Iron Age, of a late Iron Age settlement, something occupied around about 300-400 BC, maybe a bit later than that, and it persisted into the Roman period. We're going right through to sort of Emperor Hadrian, around about 150 AD. So you've got a really interesting Iron Age and then Roman settlement. The remains of the enclosures where they were living, the farm, the village around there. We've even had some skeletons found from that from the later Roman period on the site there. And it's all about the basically how people lived in that part of the world, in their houses, in their farms, the animals they were keeping, the food they were eating, the people they were trading with, and all those remains are on the site.
And it always amazes me, the post holes you can still find, because obviously even if they used oak, it's rotted away now, Stephen, but you can still find the little depressions, because presumably the soil structure within where the square profile of the posts and these stock holes were are still for you to just very gently trowel out.
Absolutely. I mean, if you people have visited the site, and you'll see, I think we've got drone footage and pictures, you'll just see what looks like lots of dark lines with lots of light colours in between, and that's basically where the soil has fallen into the, like I say, as you say, the post soil that's rotted away, or the ditch that's rotted away, and so you've got all these sort of dark field features full of all the soil that had the Roman pottery, the Iron Age pottery in it, and all those things lie on the site, and we can sort of recreate what it looked like. Always worth remembering, mind you, that probably 30, maybe 70 or 80% of the things that were once on that site, if not maybe more, have gone to us. So we have to also recreate that picture. Most of the post holes that were ever excavated on that site are no longer there for us to see because they weren't dug deep enough. But there's plenty of evidence of what was there, and we have to then piece together the rest of that picture.
Any artifacts that you've managed to take away and recover?
Well, lots of them. Like most archaeological sites, we have an awful lot of animal bone, an awful lot of pottery, a lot of the remains of Iron Age pottery, Roman pottery. What's been particularly interesting about this site here at Wimpole is that we've got a lot of interesting metalwork and objects of trade objects that look like, towards the end of the Roman occupation on the site, you've got a lot of contact with Roman soldiers or Roman the Roman presence, Roman administration in the area. Maybe they're Roman soldiers actually stationed on the site there, or they're nearby because they're building the Ermine Street Roman Road, and the Roman Road's nearby to Wimpole.
Yes.
And there's lots of trade objects, bits of Roman armour, coins, and other metalwork that's on the site, which suggests that you've got an additional level of contact from what's not just a normal settlement.
It's fascinating, it really is. And where are all these artifacts actually disappeared to? They presumably get catalogued, and nowadays it's a digital database, and they're held in some repository somewhere?
Well, this is it. Everything we'll do will come off site. There'll be this painstaking research and cleaning and conservation of the artifacts and objects. And Cambridgeshire is a great county for archaeology. There's a frustration in Cambridgeshire because it doesn't have a county museum. There's the university museums, which are very good, but they don't have any sort of role to present all the archaeology. So often a lot of the archaeology we find here doesn't get presented to the public. What's great about this site at Wimpole, obviously, is with the National Trust there, is I think there's going to be plans made for future displays of the artefacts kept at Wimpole, and so people will be able to come when they park at the car park, maybe see display boards, but also see the objects and artefacts at Wimpole itself for the future. So that, I think you'll have a chance to see all of these things for years to come.
Stephen McCauley, thank you very much from Oxford Archaeology East. It's fascinating what you have to say for us. Thank you for being a very interesting guest this morning. I don't suppose you can let out the bag, though, quickly before you go, some of the other projects that are going on in the area.
Definitely.
Will be.
Definitely.
Go on, then.
We've got a really big Roman site we're digging at Warboys at the moment. That's another one that actually will have opportunities for volunteers if they're interested in that. But that does mean you have to dig between now and January, so it's a question of whether...
I was going to say, is it seasonal? Is it lovely a summer job there with the sun shining
and
it's not muddy?
No, we dig all year round. We don't stop. So we have to find work for our staff, whether it's June or January.
Of course.
So we're digging at Wimpole. We've got other projects coming up around the county. We've got projects in Peterborough. We're down at Hinxton probably quite soon. We're digging over it. We're just finished digging at Bourne Airfield at the moment. We may be out, we're hoping to be out at Waterbeach, the new town there in the new year. Another project that have volunteers on the site, the Waterbeach development over that side. So we're digging all around here all the time. And if you are interested in getting involved in archaeology, go to our website, Oxford Archaeology East, and we have volunteers who come into our office all year round, helping wash finds and also people onto site. So you can get involved even if you've had no experience.
And your office is in Cambridge?
We're out at Bar Hill at the moment.
Yep. I never realised you're just so industrious, and I never realised there were so many of you doing so much activity-wise. It's absolutely fascinating. Stephen, do come back and talk to us about some of the other local digs that you'll be doing.
Be very happy to.
We would be very interested to find out more. Anne,
hello.
You're not feeling so good today, but we won't broach into that, but we have got you here because one of the things that, which did amuse me on an email from you the other day was, we're having a murder.
Yes,
at Wimpole Hall. You've
annual,
already scheduled your murder.
Our annual Wimpole murder on not one but two nights. So it's Friday the 12th and Saturday the 13th of October. It's a murder mystery evening where you come along and you view various scenes that are acted out. You go round the house after dark, which is very exciting, to find clues.
Is it candlelight?
It's not, no, not real candles, obviously. You know, it's low lighting, yeah. But we're not allowed candles.
I was going to say, is it a health and safety?
But you also get a meal in the restaurant. Okay. And so you're basically helping to solve the murder.
Yes.
And it's a very topical theme because it's set in 1918 during the suffragette time. So there's a lot of stuff in there to do with the campaign for, female enfranchisement and that kind of thing. So it's educational too.
One of the what's-ons at Wimpole. If you want tickets for that one, then Anne, go to the website.
Yeah, if you go to the website, or I have actually got the box office number today.
Go ahead.
Which is 0344 249 1895. We do just have a few tickets left, so, But can I mention the concerts as well? Is that all right?
Yes.
Just very quickly.
Go for it.
Yeah. So starting on Monday, we've got our awesome concert season coming up. And they're always very popular. They take place in the Long Gallery, which was, it's got wonderful acoustics. It was designed.
I'll say, how are the acoustics?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was built for the purposes of entertainment and music and theatre and stuff, So on Monday we've got a group called the Galliard Trio, who are fantastic, and they'll be doing music by Elgar, Benjamin Britten, and also French music from Bizet and Nadia Boulanger. So that's the first concert. But we've got two more on the 15th, the Mulberry Trio, who are a local trio. If they're from Cambridge, so that's very... very nice. And then on the Monday, the 22nd of October, we've got a cello and guitar and piano duo. So, yeah.
At some of the events, we haven't really got much more time left.
But
one more we can mention that's caught my eye is Shire Horse Driving Experience over this coming weekend. Learning how to harness, long rein and manoeuvre horses around obstacles.
Yeah, we have the Shire Horse driving throughout the year, actually. So,
sounds terrific.
It is, yes.
Turn up and have a go?
Yeah, yeah. Right. No, you don't just turn up. I think go on the website. I don't actually organise those, so I can't tell you too much detail. But it's all the information is on the website. But you need to book. You can't just turn up. But definitely to be recommended. They're very popular, and they sell out. So,
Nationaltrust.org.uk and then find Wimpole Estate and find the What's On, so you can find out far more information about some of the events. And thank you very much for coming.
No,
Anne,
thank
French,
you.
Events
thank
officer.
You.
Not so much time for you this time.
No,
around,
no, that
we'll,
was, yeah.
We'll talk again sometime.
Yes, we will.
Hopefully
we will.
Before Christmas.
Yeah.
And Stephen McCauley, thank you very much for coming by as well from Oxford Archaeology East.